Okay, our topic today is Isha she oses rakaha dam behashtana, which is Yisugi on Nun Testament Beis and Siman Kuf Sadi Aleph in Yerodea. So the Mishnah here is a machlokes Tanoim, Haisha she oses rakaha beras adam, Rameyer Omer im omedes timea vimir shevis dahora, Rameyosi Omer benkach benkach dahora. So according to Rameyer, there is a distinction between Omedes and Yosheves. According to Biosi, there is no such distinction. And then the Gemara further distinguishes between Mizanekes and Shoseses, between where the Meir line comes out in a strong stream, Mizanekes, and where it comes out in spurts, which is Shoseses. So just before we begin, the context that we're talking about here to understand the picture and what's nogeya and what's not nogeya is that we're talking about a case where a woman is mashtina and then dam comes out together with meraglayim, and that's found presumably in some kind of a metal bedpan and not in a toilet with water in it, because as we discussed earlier, if you see meraglayim in water, that's another topic. I think we mentioned machlokes achronim about whether water in a toilet bowl would be mekabel tum or not. So there, the toilet bowl itself is mechaber lekarka. That's in mekabel tum. The water itself in the toilet, we call it minchas yiftach chelek tes. I think simin sadi vav or sadi tes. That there's ought to be mekabel bad also. That if you have water which is connected to a davar she'en mekabel tum, that itself is in mekabel tum. So that's another conversation. What we're talking about here is where you don't have the kulos of Ein Mekabel Tum, you don't have the kulos of the water inside. Yeah, Jody.
I thought this was being tummy as a regia and not as a kesta. And the Gemara brings it up in the Sugya of Hargasha.
Right.
Sounds like it's...
Okay, so we will... I'm working backwards. I mean, I'm working with the final psak of the Ramah, where it comes out that we're concerned about some and not about a Riyah Daraisa. But you're right, according to other Rishonim, it could be we're talking about a Din Daraisa. That's correct.
So for those, it wouldn't matter where it was, even if it was found in the water?
So it's not entirely clear, according to other Rishonim, whether we're talking about a Din Daraisa or whether we're talking about a Din Darabanan. That's part of the confusion of the Sugya. But in Echanami, according to those who show that may assume they're talking about a Dindaraisa, then Kulas Ksamim would not apply, and it wouldn't matter where you find may be relevant in the water as well. That's correct. Okay. So anyway, we're dealing with number one, the distinction between Omedes and Yosheves, and number two, the distinction between Mizanekes and Shoseses. So apparently what emerges is that there's a concern that even though in general you shouldn't have reason to assume that if you have dam b'meraglayim that dam is min hamakor, nevertheless there is some chashash that at least under certain circumstances that dam that is mixed with meraglayim may have come min hamakor. According to the Ran and Tshuva Simen Mantes, this is Remeir Lishitasa of Chashina Lemiyuta. That everyone agrees about the Metzias, that it's a remote possibility that the dam that's mixed with Meir Glayim would really be in a Makor, but since her Meir B'chol HaTorah is Choshesh L'miyuta, so her Meir Hilishitaso as well is Choshesh L'miyuta, and that's why he is Machmir. Okay, but in general terms, there's more of a Chashash by Omedes than by Yosheves, and there's more of a chashash by Shoseses than by Mizanekes. Why is that? Where does that come from? So Rashi on Nun Zayin Amud Beis, when the sugi in the beginning of Eroah Kesem quoted our Mishnah, Rashi there writes, Omedes Temeya, within Shitas Rameyer, De Aidi De Dachik La Alma De Me'ume Hishtina. It's not normal for a woman to be mashtina while standing. The normal position is to be sitting. So if she's standing, that's because there is a pressure that caused her to be mashtina while standing. Lo yachla la'atzor, and she was unable to stop the pressure that caused the hashtana. Hadar Meraglayim Lamakor Vaisadam. So we're concerned because of that pressure that's causing her to be Mashtina while standing, that it had a opposite effect of pushing the Meraglayim back up into the body, back up into the Makor, and then Dam coming back down together with the Meraglayim and then out the body a second time. That's how Rashi explains the concern of Omedes and why at least Remeir is Koshesh, that in that situation she would be Tmeir. If you look in Rashi and Arsig and Nentes and Beis, the first Dibra Maskil, sorry, the second Dibra Maskil Nizanekes, Rashi there writes, Nihi Nami Delo Hadar Lemakor, Miu Man Lemelan De Bahade Meraglayim Asa, the name of Vadai Lami Makorhu, Mida Asa Bahade Meraglayim, El Mimaka Meraglayim, Umaka Yeshba. I'm sorry, I meant to be the previous Rashi. Rashi b'mizanekes, mikalachas, that it comes out in the stream. Dekema denafik dekilua, since it comes out in the stream, ki orcha, in the normal fashion, lo dechika, velo hader meraglayim l'makor. So there's no pressure, and the meraglayim doesn't go back up into the makor. Ve'ein derech dam makor, lad says, in meraglayim. Aval shasesas, but if it's spurting out, aydi de'okma anafshahu, vikala meimer hadur ki'ilu amedas. But where it's spurting out, so there also, it must be spurting out because there's some kind of pressure. And maybe there, just like Omedes has certain pressure, even Yosheves, if it's Shoseses, may create some pressure that's going to cause the Meraglayim to go back up into the Makor and come out with other Dam. The exact Mitzvah of this is difficult to understand. It doesn't really conform with the physiological knowledge that we have. There is a line in the Marach or Zeruah who writes the following explanation, Marach or Zeruah in Simches, that normally speaking, I'm paraphrasing, normally speaking, the Meraglayim comes out of the standard Nekev, what we call the urethra. But in a situation where there is some abnormal condition, or where she's holding it in, Az Nismali Makam Hashtan Ad Shemisham Derek Sedek Onekas Yosim Nechnasim L'Makor. So then the bladder fills up, and the bladder may overfill to the extent that now Meraglayim goes back up the system into the Makor and brings back Dam together with it. So in the normal situation, you have the Meraglayim accumulating, the bladder coming out of the urethra. In a situation where she's holding it in and there's pressure, so then the bladder overfills and the Meraglayim goes back up and brings back Dam together with it. So the Noda Bihuda Nechuva Simid Memches points out that this is difficult to understand based on the Mitzvahs that we're familiar with about a woman's body. The Tzarechia. If you look in the Badi Yosholchan in the first Sif Katan in the Simen, the Badi Yosholchan quotes at least four or five variant approaches in Achronim to explain the Mitzvahs, but all of them run into the same general problem that it doesn't necessarily conform with our understanding of the human body. Be that as it may, that is the concern that the Gemara raises over here in the distinction between Omedes Yosheves and the distinction between Nizanekes and Shoseses. The major Malachos we showed you here, which will affect how we pass in Lahalacha, as you notice in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber has one opinion. The Ramah has at least two opinions. The Aruch HaShulchan thinks there may be three opinions in the Ramah. But these opinions in Mechaber Ramah are reflective of the following Malachos we showed you, which is, what exactly is Shitas Rav Yossi? The Mishnah says, Rabbi Yossi Omer Ben Kachu Ben Kach Tohara. So at first glance, that seems pretty straightforward. Rabbi Yossi says, under all circumstances, if a woman is Osef Yomah Baras Adam, then she is Tohara without any qualification. That indeed is Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam, Yisur Abiyah Perakei Halacha Yitzayin. Ha'isha Shishtina Mayim V'yatz Adam Imei Raglayim. Bein Shishtina V'hiomedes, Bein Shishtina V'yosheves. Harezu Tahora. This is Lashon Rambam. Afilu Hirgish Gufa Vinizdavza Eina Chashashas. So that Lashon is from the Rambam. Shargashif Meiraglayim Hi Zu She'ei Meiraglayim V'Cheder V'Dam Zet Damakahu B'Chalukhlis O V'Chalya. So the Rambam paskins no distinction of Allah between a Medes Yosheves Shaseses Mizanekes. Across the board, the woman is going to be Tahara under all circumstances. The Aruch Lener points out in the Sugan Daf Yudalid Amud Beis on Tosis Dibur Maskev of Yosi that that's a straightforward reading of our Mishnah. The Mishnah tells you Yosheves and Omedes are equivalent. Everyone agrees that by Yosheves she's Tahara Lagamri. Even her mayor agrees that by Yosheves she's Tahara Lagamri. So if in Rav Yosi we equate Yosheves and Omedes, and Yosheves we know is Tahara Lagamri according to everyone, that Omedes for Rav Yosi is going to be Tahara Lagamri as well. So according to Shitas HaRambam, which is Shitas HaMechaber, we paskin like Rav Yosi, and there's no situation in which Meiraglayim that have Dam accompanying it are going to be a problem. Okay, so that's Shitas HaRambam, Shitas HaMechaber, straightforward enough. I would make a chart here if there was a marker, but I haven't seen the markers. Yeah, okay. Okay, so we have, let's see, Yosheves and Omedes. And then we have Mizanekes, Shoseses. Zanekas and Shosessas. Okay. So according to the Rambam and the Mechaber, all these situations, she is Tahora. Okay. The Rush, both over here and quoting the Torah, understands B'das HaTosfos that Rav Yosi is not mitahir across the board. Rav Yosi is mitahir the Omedes Umizanekes. And be Yosheves Vishoseses. And by Yosheves Umizanekes, that's Pashup. However, the Omedes Vishoseses, she is Tame. So, in simple terminology, according to the Rush, Vidas HaTosos, and the Torah, anytime you have a Tarti Lareyasa, two strikes against you, she's going to be Tameya. So the situation of Omedes Vishoseses is two strikes against her. Number one, Omedes is not the norm. And number two, Shoseses is not the norm. And though either of those situations alone, you may have had the concern of Hadar Meraglayim Lamakar V'Asi Dam. The combination of them is going to make her Tameya. But any other combination where it's only, at worst, Chadol Reyesa, she's going to remain Tahara. And that is the first opinion in the Rambam. If I'm not right, Yesh Amrim, De'en La'atir Ela B'Yosheves V'Shtina, Aval B'Omedes, Im Me'achal V'toch Asfal V'Nimsa Shandam, Tahora, Alim Shosesin Alfas Asfal V'Nimsa Shandam, Temeya. So the Taz points out that the lashon of Sfas HaSfal versus Tochas HaSfal is a little bit lavdafka. That's not the point. But the distinction of record in the Ramah is between Chad de la Reisa and Tart de la Reisa in a situation in which it is both Omedes and Shoseses, which is two strikes against you. The Ramah's first opinion, which is the Tor V'das Arash, is Machmir, that she's going to be Temeah. And they understand that Rabbi Yossi's Benkach Benkach Tahora is limited to the Yosheves situation, but doesn't apply to every flavor of Omedes. The Ran in Tshuva, in Simen Mem Tes, notes that even though at first glance he would have been inclined to assume that Rabbi Yossi is Matir across the board, which is a simple reading of Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah, nevertheless, the fact that the whole Shach Matayah here of the Gemara is within Remeir indicates that Remeir's position must be relevant la'alacha, at least on some level. The Ran writes that you don't, generally speaking, find the Gemara being Shach Matayah exclusively within a Dayan Tanayim that is not la'alacha. So if the Gemara is concerned about Remeir Shita to define its parameters, it must be that it's relevant, at least to some extent, la'alacha, that there are certain situations where even Rabbi Yossi will agree to Remeir.
Who's that?
That's the Tshuva Saran, Simen Mem Tes. So according to the Ran there, we're going to try to streamline a little bit the shitos. There are essentially, as far as I could tell, five distinct shitos in Mishonim here. But the Ran and the way the Maram is quoted by some of the Mishonim are similar. According to the Ran, the one situation in which Rav Yossi is Machmir is where she's Yosheves Al Sfas HaSal and Mizanekes L'Soch HaSal, so she's sitting on the toilet seat and she's Mizanekes into the toilet, but then you find Dom not in the toilet but on the toilet seat on the side. So the fact that the Dom is found on the side, that's what the Gemara indicates, is a sign that something, that maybe the Dom came in a Makor, because ordinarily if it was just coming out with the Meir Glayim, you'd expect to find the Dom in the toilet seat and not on the side. So according to the Ran, even though we're going to be mitaher her according to Rav Yossi, even in a case of Omedes Vishoseses in theory, but there's another variation, which is where the Dom is Al Sfas HaSal. And there, the Ran says she's going to be Tameh. The Chazanish thinks that, Chazanish and Simon Sadi, Chazanish thinks that this is a separate category, and maybe even the Ran would agree to that. Maybe the other Shem would agree to this permutation, that if your Yosheves Al Hasal, Mizanekes Asal Hasal, which all sounds good, but then you find the Damas Fas Hasal, so that's an unusual situation, or maybe everyone would agree that you have to be Machmer. Okay. Yeah, Tosfos on Daf Yudalid references an opinion of Rabbeinu Chananel. Tosfos on Daf Yudalid Mevez Dibur Maskol V'Rav Yossi writes, Mi Rabbeinu Chananel Pirish, de Rav Yossi lav legamri mitahar b'isha she'oser tzrecha. Rabbeinu Chananel explained that Rav Yossi is not entirely mitahar in a situation of isha she'oser tzrecha. Ukemaskana de Rameir mishum nidas. Remember, we discussed last time the sug of Eishein Abaduk. Eishein Abaduk was a three-way machlokas or a two-and-a-half-way machlokas on Daf Yudalid. If a woman does finds Dom and an Eishei Nevaduk, is she Tmei Mishim Nida, Tmei Mishim Kesem, or Tahara? The Gemara here assumes that that machlokas is parallel to our machlokas about Isha She'osa Tzrecha. So that's why the Tosis is on the Sugya there in Yudalid. which is the parallel sugya to our machlokas of Isha Sha'asar Tzarcha. Tosa, of course, Rabbeinu Chanan was saying that Rabbi Yossi is not mitaher lagami. However, Tosa doesn't really explain the parameters of what Rabbi Yossi is mitaher according to the Rabbeinu Chanan. If you look in the Rush over there in the second parak in Siman Beis, the Rush writes that according to the Rabbeinu Chanan, a woman who is osir tzrachaha v'ro adam is tahora mishum nida utmeya mishum keset. So that sounds like she's tahora min ha-torah. There's no tumad araisa, but she has the status of a kesem, which would create tuma dirabban. If you look in the marsha there, and that tells the marsha says as much within Tosis' citation. Now, there are variations on this Rabbeinu Chananel according to Rishonim and Achronim, what exactly Rabbeinu Chananel means. If you look in the Ran that we just referenced before, the Ran and Shuvah Siman Mem Tes, understood in Rabbeinu Chananel, at least the Shoal in the Ran, the questioner in the Ran understood, that Rabbeinu Chananel is distinguishing between Taros and Heter Labayla. That according to Rabbeinu Chananel, Rabbi Yossi is mitaher in Hilchos Tumah. So when Rabbi Yossi says Benkach u Benkach Tahora, he means as far as Hilchos Taros goes. But as far as Iser Labayla, there Rabbi Yossi agrees to Remeir. So the whole machlokas in our sugya, according to the Shoal and the Ran, is about Taros. But as far as the Iser Labayla, there everyone agrees that she's going to be Tumeya in the situations where a mayor is mitame. The Ran already writes on that, that's difficult to understand. The Ran says, Ein elu ela divrei nevius. That is divrei nevius. Ve'ein lehem amashi yismochu v'lav rabbeinu chananel chasamala. That's a misrepresentation. Rabbeinu chananel never could have said such a thing. That's not his intent. However, the Beis Yosef did seem to understand the Rabbeinu Chananel along these lines as well. You probably saw the Shach here in Sifkatan Gimel quotes this Rabbeinu Chananel. As we'll see, the Shach thinks that the second Yesh Omer in the Ramah is the Shita of Rabbeinu Chananel, and the Shach wonders, how could you possibly distinguish between Heter Labayla and Taros within this position? That's not an intuitive distinction. And the Shach thinks maybe you should distinguish in a different way, that Rabbeinu Chananel is coming to be mechalik between lichachila and v'diyeved. Rabbeinu Chananel meant to say his position both le'inyan taros and le'inyan heter le'baila, that lichachila, if you see dam me'reglayim, a woman has to be machmer and taros, and has to be Asur Labayla, but Bidi Eved, it's okay. So that itself is a difficult approach. Where do you ever find a notion of Bidi Eved by Heter Labayla? We don't usually operate in those terms. Now, that language of Lechachila Bidi Eved, you do have in our sugi here on Nintesim Beis. Here you have it exclusively in the context of Taros, not in the context of Heter Labayla. But to discuss a notion of lechachila v'heter labayla is difficult to understand. But leaving aside the Shoal and the Ran, leaving aside the Shach, the most common presentation of Rabbeinu Chananel, which you have in the Rush, I think in the Hagos Maimoni as well, is that Rabbeinu Chananel distinguishes between Nida and Kesem to say that Rabbi Yossi agrees to Remeir that a woman is going to be Tmeya, at least Mida Rabbanan, in a situation where Remeir is Netame. So according to that, right, we said that Remeir is Netame. Go madness across the board, and her mayor is Matame via Chavez, the Chaseses. And Rav Meir is only mitaher v'yoshaves u'mizanekes. So if that's the opinion of Rabbeinu Chananu on a Darabana level, then that's what would emerge. Now the whole machlokas Tanayim is on a Daraisa level, but on a Darabana level, even Rabbi Yossi will agree to Rav Meir. And the Shach thinks, one second, that that is the second Yesh Omrim in the Ramah. Ramah writes, Yesh Omrim, Dafilu b'yosheves ein lahatir ela b'mikalachas v'nimsa dam toch hasfal aval asfas hasfal tmeya v'omedes v'chol inyin tmeya. Yeah. Okay, so the Gaon, the Shach, both write that this is the opinion of Rabbeinu Chananu, that in order for women to be tahora, you need to have three things working for you. She has to be yosheves, it has to be mikalachas, and it has to be letoch hasval. Now, if you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, the Aruch HaShulchan at least suggests that there may actually be an extra layer here in the Ramah. If he reads potentially the Ramah as follows, the Yesh Omrim Dafilu b'yosheves ein lahatir ela b'mikalachas v'nim sadam toch hasval aval asfas hasval tmeya, that there's a distinction in yosheves between toch hasval and asfas hasval. And that distinction you find in the Maharam. But the second line of Omedes B'chol Inyan Tmei, maybe that's another opinion, maybe that's the Rabbeinu Chananu. Because according to the Maharam, it may emerge that Omedes, if it's Omedes L'tocha, sorry, if it's Omedes and Nizanekes, is going to be Torah. So we didn't previously mention the Shita of the Maram, not to overly confuse everyone, but that is a additional Shita in Rishonim, potentially, that according to the Maram, if it's Omedes and Mizanekes, she's going to be Torah. Shaseses is going to be Tumeya, and Yosheves also, there's a distinction between Shaseses and Mizanekes. So that rounds out the Shitas here. Now, within, yeah.
So the distinction of Maram is of which way? Is on all cases of what?
The Maram holds that if she is Omedes and Mizanekes, she'll be Tahora. It's only Shoseses where she's Tameya. And Yosheves also, Shoseses is going to be Tameya. So any situation of Shoseses, being Yosheves, being Omedes, is Tameya. Any situation in the Kalachas is going to be Tahara. Now, within the... Yeah? The Maram is B'chal between whether it's Al-Sfas Asfal or B'soch Asfal. Correct.
So, I'm sorry. So, Yosheves Shoshes is B'soch Asfal. So, isn't Maram going to make up?
Shoseses even Mesochasval the Ramah is Machmiram.
The Maram.
Right. Shoseses even Mesochasval the Maram is Machmiram. Yosheves imizanekes chutzasval. If it's Yosheves imizanekes chutzasval is going to be Tneo. Bisval is Tahora and chutzasval is Tameya. And Yosheves, what's that? And Shoses is Tamaya, even the Sofasov. Right, right. According to Maram, Yosheves, Mizanekes, there's a distinction between Bisfal and Klitzisfal, and Shoses is going to be Tamaya, even Bisfal.
Why?
That's how the Ghost Maimony quotes it. In the Ghost Maimony in Ospays in Parakeet. That's what I understood in the Ghost Maimony citation. Maram, you can take a look, and if I'm wrong, let me know. Have it emerges from the Suga, you have to cheshbon, but that's beyond what we're doing now. Okay, so again, according to the generally accepted understanding of the Ramah second Yesh Omrim, we're talking about what essentially is a kesem. So does that mean a kesem with all of Kulos Samim? So at first glance, you would say yes, that Tamei Mishum Kesem means everything that goes with Kulos Samim. The Badi Yashochan here, Sukkati Yudalid, notes that Mistima Saposkim, Adab Meir Glayim is going to be Tamei in a situation where it's Tamei even Bipachos Mikigris. Because in that situation of Dam Meir Glayim, it's impossible, unlikely, to be tolid on a macholos. That's what the Badi Shulchan writes, although many other achronim are cholik, especially if the general orientation is that Pachos Mikigris is a absolute low plug, as we've discussed in various contexts in the past, so it may be relevant here as well. So, for example, the Sefer Mishmeres Satara, Rabbi Karp, Perek Yud Bei Sa'ara 13, notes that many Achronim are cholik in this and assume that even Pachos Mikigris you could be makel about, and you could be makel about Darvish Jain Makabal Toma. Right, that's relevant to what we discussed last time. We quoted last time the position of the Shulchan Aruch Harav that there's no kul of Darvish Jain Makabal Toma by an Ejain of Baduk, and whatever is true by an Ejain of Baduk would be true by Meir Glayim as well, potentially. But others argue on that Shulchan Aruch Harav. So that's what Rabbi Karp quotes, that many are Mako. Rabbi Vadi as well, in Taras Habayis, page 22, thinks that the most correct position is to be Mako on Kulos Samim here, and he quotes other Achronim to that effect as well. 1 second, he notes, or he doesn't note it, but there's a Lachem Besimla. Lachem Besimla is the parish of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch on Yerideya. So in Simon Kuf Sadi, Simla Os Lamedes. So the Lachem Besimla just notes that it's a little bit funny that in the order Mishnayis, so all the Mishnayis in Parakaroa Kasim talk about Summon. And then you have this Mishnah of Ishisho Setzrechaha, and then you have Vaitim Mishnayis about Summon. So if Ishisho Setzrechaha is a Kasim halacha, so then at least according to Shita of Yossi, then you understand a little bit what it's doing here. But if it's not subject to Hilchos Ksamim, neither according to Remei nor according to Yossi, if you say Tameyim in a Torah, so then what's this doing in the middle of all the Mishnayis about Ksamim? So he thinks that's a kasha, and those who showed him that would understand that we're talking about a Din D'Oraisa, not talking about a Kasa. Yeah.
So the Ramah, in the second day, this version of the Ra, it says Rav Yossi treats all of Rameir's tomatoes like a kesem.
Right.
It's not meaning it's just treating it, it's kind of like a chomer midrabanan.
Correct.
And I was just raised at the beginning, how at all does this really, is there like a theory out there that midrabanan could be like a mass hargasha and make the Rambam? So.
Right, so that's the sugya in the beginning of Baruch Kesem, where the Gemara quotes our Mishnah in the context of trying to prove whether you need hargasha or not. Ultimately, the Gemara rejects that proof. So the question is, what emerges lemaskana? Meaning, once the Gemara rejects the Raya from our Mishnah, so what's true about Argashav Alavadaita? So many are mako, that you don't have to be concerned about argashe v'levadait b'merig lai.
So is it safe to say that the Rama here and the Rav clearly aren't? Meaning the fact that they're treating this as a kesem, they're not choshish that. Or is it that even if it's argashe v'levadait, that they don't think that it came from the makor?
No, one could still be machmir in argashe v'levadait where you see the. In theory, the Rama could be talking about a case where you only see the dam after shear vest from when the mayor line commit.
And it was sooner than maybe this doesn't apply anymore.
Right. So in theory, you could say that. I think many akronim don't say that, but it's not necessarily the case that the two go together.
Okay. And last, it's part of also in the pool here. You were generally not by your shalad. That would be the reviews you assume based on momentous shows that like the dam didn't come from the mukher.
So either it's because the nachlokas of chashin and lamiyut. So Evan agrees that it's a 1% chance that maybe it came in a makor. Rabbi Yossi says we don't care about 1% chances, or Meir says we do care about 1% chances. If you accept the Ran, or it's a more fundamental nachlokas. But if it's just a matter of chashin and lamiyut, so then no one is disagreeing on the facts.
So then generally Rabbi Yossi can just hold the argash of that to hold to that. I mean that could be an issue, but here if you nachlokas lamiyut, then. That gets superseded by the fact that since we're not pushing to Mia, we're just not going to assume it's from the muffler.
That could be. Right. Yeah.
So is there a value of asking based on the second day in the Rambam that we are choshish that she's tomei tomas kesem but all term apply, or is he saying like the Shulchan Aruch that she's motiv adam?
Well, according to Shulchan Aruch, there's no situation in which she's going to be Tveya. She's going to be Torah across the board. Right? So even according to the Rama, we're Machmir, right? According to the Shulchan Aruch, Torah across the board. So nothing to talk about. Even according to the Rama, that we're Machmir to a situation that she's Tveya, that's only Mishum Kesem, and then you have Kulas of Samin to work with. So again, Yoni, what I started with was really the end, which is that if you do accept that the second Yeshua and the Ramah that we pass him like is going with based on the Beinu Hanan and the Kulas Ksamim, so even though it ends up being a Chumrah relative to the other Shitas we've shown him about what situation she's going to be Tmeya, it's still only Mishum Kesem and would potentially have Kulas Ksamim. Just 30 seconds as we're out of time, the Ramah quotes this Bedikas Maril, which is a little bit confusing. And what situation is relevant? Lemaisa, we don't really do Bedikas Maril. Shevet Levi points out another Achronim that if there's a situation in which a woman does repeatedly see a dam in Meiraglayim, so then she should get a laboratory test of blood work, and you could tell what the source of the blood is. And on that basis, if presumably there's some kind of maka, you could be makel to be told if a maka, etc. We're out of time. Emir Hashem, next time we will begin the sugyas of Dam Makkah in Simon Kuf Pei Zayin. We're going to be skipping the sugya of Roa Machmas Tashmish. So begin with Simon Kuf Pei Zayin Se'if Hei. Again, standard tour Beis Yosef Shulchan Aruch and Osei Kalim. Se'if Hei, Se'if Av, Se'if Zayin. Start with that, and then I will hopefully send you additional marmakamos as well. Next Kibbutz will be in Rosh Hashem Thursday at 3:00.